Okay, here's a quick demo of how you can do bandpass sweeps with ReEQ using track envelope automation. And I'm going to be using a piece of music from everybody's favorite band. Who's Nickelback? A bit with no vocals, because otherwise Jen might actually come and kill me. So we're going to automate this and drop out the sweep there on those snare hits on the da 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 da. So the snare, the sweep is going to start when the guitars are on their own, sweep across that area, and then when the da 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 hits, we're going to go back to normal. So let's just find the place where we want that sweep to start a bit earlier. That sounds about right. Okay, so we're going to use ReEQ. Now, there's two parameters that we need to automate to make this work. We need to automate the frequency parameter for the bandpass itself to get it to sweep. And we also need to automate the bypass parameter, right? Because there's a whole like couple of minutes of song before this point where we don't want a bandpass to be active. But ReEQ is going to be sitting on the track the whole time, waiting to do its thing. It's just going to be sitting there bypassed. And then when these guitars on their own start, we need ReEQ to unbypass and start doing its thing, start doing the bandpass thing. And then when we get to the da 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 snare hits, we need ReEQ to bypass again so that we're not hearing it anymore and the track can go back to normal. So, two parameters, the filter sweep for the bandpass and bypass to control when we hear ReEQ and when we don't. So let's put a instance of ReEQ on the track first of all. I'm gonna hit F,
Add a bit to track one.
type ReEQ and hit enter.
A bit track one woke up this morning. Dialogue game.
And let's configure band one as a band pass and find our starting frequency for this sweep first of all. So I'm gonna go to the type combo box with shift tab
Remove app zero. Map game. Map game type. Combo box load.
and change this to band pass.
Band pass.
Okay, so let's find our starting frequency. Well, it's not 100 where that is because that's way too low sounding. The track just totally disappears. So I'm going to move the slider up to where I want it to start roughly. Let's see. Maybe about there. Let's see where that is.
Frequency HZ, edit selected 445.7.
Okay, so let's start from 400. Now, the reason I've just typed that frequency again is twofold. One, because I'm kind of a neat freak and I like to start things at round numbers. And two, because at the moment there is a little bit of a bug with these sliders at the time that I'm recording in that they don't communicate properly with automation. So even if you find the frequency with the slider, what you'll find is that later on when you come to automate that, it doesn't sweep properly. The solution to it is, at least for the time being, is for you to come back in here and just manually specify the frequency that you've got the slider set to in the edit field afterwards. Hopefully, Cockeyes will fix this at some point. But for now, it's a bit broken, and that's the way to deal with it. So we're starting the sweep from here, 400 hertz. Okay, cool. Right, so let's automate that sweep. So we want to show this frequency parameter as a track envelope, and there's a couple of ways we can do that. It's the most recent thing we've moved, so one way we can do it is just to come back to the track view
Unsaved.
and just do Control Alt L to show the most recent parameter that we've moved as a track envelope.
Show track band pass 1/re-edit envelope.
Hurrah! And now we can do Alt L to select the next envelope type.
Track band pass 1/re-edit envelope arm.
And we're ready to start dropping points. So we can drop a point here, for example, with Alt Shift E
Set envelope point value dialog. Value. Edit selected 400.0 HZ.
at 400 hertz.
Unsaved prop.
Level is stiff, and we can play until we get to our dabba dabbas. Oh, I thought we came in on three. I'll just scrub back. Okay, using scrub to find the first da. There it is. And let's see where we want to end up. Something like, well, if we started at 400, I reckon probably, I don't know, Let's try 4000. It's a nice ear splitting guitar frequency suitable for Nickelback.
Unsaved.
Ooh, interesting.
Point one value.
Yeah. So I've got the bug here where it's not moving, and I don't know why. I'm just going to pop back into the effects window.
FX, remove at 0, map 8, map 5, map frequency slider 400.0.
And
frequency, HZ, edit selected 400.0. Type frequency, HZ.
Okay, now it's moving. Don't know why that didn't work the first time. I had to come back into the effects window and type my starting frequency again to get it to move. Okay, but now this is just going to keep playing indefinitely because we've only automated the filter sweep. So it's just going to stay there at 4K. So we definitely need to automate those bypass points, right? To get re-EQ to turn on at that point, and also to get re-EQ to turn off again when we get to the da-da-da-da. So let's have a look at one of the other ways that we can show the bypass envelope. Here in the effects window, we can tab to the param button. Whoopsie, shift space on that. If you go up a couple of times, you'll get to effects parameters. Effects parameter list, sorry. Let's go in here and go down one to show track envelope. And go in here. And here is a list of all of the parameters in the Re-EQ plugin that you can automate. So near to the bottom, there'll be a bypass. I'm just going to go upwards to get to it.
Delta D, W, bypass D.
Bypass, hit enter.
FX, track one,
and now, back in our track control panel, when we do Alt L, we've got frequency for bandpass that we already had before. And if we do Alt L again, now we've got a bypass parameter as well. So we want this to be unbypassed where it is, and that's good. Let's drop a point here with Alt Shift E and leave it at
0.00.
Zero is unbypassed. And let's just scooch forward again to our da-da-da-das. There it is. Cool. And we want to bypass at this point. So let's drop another point with Alt Shift E. And we're going to set this to 1 because we want it to be active now. Okay, cool. So that's nearly done it. But if we go right back to the beginning of the project and oh, so it's turning off at the right point. It's turning off at the da-da-da-das, but it's still active right from the beginning. So let's drop another envelope point right at the beginning of the song and bypass it again.
Selection remove. Unsaved.
There we go. So on our bypass, if we use if we use Alt J and Alt K to move through envelope points, on our bypass envelope, we've got these things.
Point 0 value bypass square.
So we've got point 0, which is right at the beginning of the project, and it's bypassed. And it's a square point, so it's going to hold that in place until it receives another instruction from another envelope point. And then the next point we've got
point one value, normal square bar 60 to 80.
Is point 1, which is normal at the start of these guitars. So re-EQ kicks in there if we give it a bit of a play in. Yeah. And then the last point we've got
point one value, normal square, point two value, bypass square bar 8.
Goes back to being bypassed when we hit the snare hits so that the track can go back to normal. On our frequency envelope type,
red band, pass one, slash, red envelope.
We've just got 2 points.
Point 2, point 1 value 400.0, HD, point 0 value 400.
Actually, that's not true. We've also got a point 0 at the beginning, but you're not actually hearing that point 0 at the beginning because of the bypass. So mainly the 2 points we're interested in are these point 1 and 2.
Point 1 value 400.0 HZ.
Starting at 400 hertz.
Point 2 value 4000.0 HZ.
Ending at an ear splitting 4K.
Point 1,
which altogether sounds like this.
Yeah.
Normal, 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 horrible, 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 sweep. Okay, so it's there, but it's subtle. You can make that sweep more aggressive if you want, or like more audible, more noticeable, by narrowing the band pass. So let's just pop back into the effects window.
Effects. Track 1 woke up this morning, dialogue gain. Zero bandwidth up. Edit selected 2.0.
So we're doing a 2-octave band pass at the moment. That's pretty wide. I'm going to take this down to like half an octave and make it a bit more resonant.
Selection 0.
So 0.5.
Mass gate slider 0.0.
I also noticed a bit of a drop in volume because we're filtering out so much of the track.
Gain, dB.
So I'm just going to plonk, I don't know, 6 dB of extra gain on this band just to kind of level match the before and after.
Unsafe.
Now let's see what that sounds like just playing into it quickly. Frequency. See the little playing. Cool. See how much more like resonant and kind of that is. It still gets really quiet at that point though. Doesn't it? It's a big level change. So I'm going to pop back into the effects window. And add a bit more gain. Let's just play into this sucker and move the slider until it feels right. Yeah. Still not enough, and I've maxed out the gain. Okay, let's use the master gain for EQ then. Sorry, my bad. Output gain. So this controls the plugin overall. We can also boost here if we need to. So let's bring this up a smidge. Get in there. Okay, that's gone a bit too far. So split the difference. Yep, okay, cool. And then just for shiggles, let's say you get all that set up and you realize, oh man, now I've done all that work. I don't like that top frequency, for example, which is what I'm now realizing. Like 4K is too ear splitting for me. I don't like the ending. So we can just go back to our track, select the frequency envelope with Alt L, move to, what is happening here? Ah, that's nice. My computer's checking for software for me. Thanks. Move to the envelope point that we want to change with Alt J or Alt K. And I want to bring this down some to like, I don't know. I'm going to back up a little bit, leave this point selected, and just numpad 2 to bring the envelope point down a bit. That's really yucky. Let's bring it down. That's more like it. Okay, cool. So now the sweep sounds like this. Etc. Okay, cool. I'm off to delete this song and hopefully never hear it again. Hope that's useful.